Motorsport City Racing. It's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners, drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web. View and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com.
Carnegie.com.
USA, you're live on the air.
Hey, John, Bobby Deal.
Oh, hang the phone up.
Only on Real Racing USA.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Real Racing USA, back live on the airwaves. Jack, it's been a year, man.
That's a quick elevator, ain't it?
It's a quick elevator. It's quicker than that one at New Smyrna.
Yeah, man, a year doing this. This time around, you know. And, you know, I've been making these recordings of the shows from 2000, 2001, 2002.
Right.
And there's some ripe stuff on there, man.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a good time to start opening that vault back up.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's almost time.
Yeah, I'll have to dig down and find that picture of the vault door, and we'll open the vault back up, and y'all can listen to some of the old interviews we did. I mean, we did some
killer.
We had some really killer people on the show, you know, and it was all new to us. I mean, we started out in those studios on the pier.
I was listening to this one yesterday, because as I am transcribing them from Auto Channel, I'm listening to them sometimes in the background.
Right.
And you had Bill Green, yourself, Bill Green, and Hans Niebuhr and Craig Clark were discussing the concept of track promoters working together. That was fascinating. And then from there, you went into people on message boards and message board behavior. And it was like, I'm listening to it, and I'm going, Deja vu all over again.
And with all these, you know, with everybody doing all these new internet shows and stuff, and it's like new news to everybody, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
We've been doing this a while, a long while. And to be honest with you, Jack, nothing's really changed a whole lot.
No.
You know, in the 10, 12 years we've been doing this, it's pretty much like what Don Nerone once told me, that all you do is put the cars out there on the track, and they go around in circles, and you can't control anything from there except with the flags.
You have the players change. Some of the names change.
Yeah.
The game remains the same pretty much.
Yeah, I go back through the archives of Karnak and stuff and look at some of the old stuff that we did that I wrote, that we all wrote, pictures and stuff. You know, like you got the picture of the fire from Lakeland up there on the wall.
Yeah.
Just some of the things that we've done and seen over these, you know, years, it's amazing to me.
But a year ago, you know, we started out doing this thing at the Snook River Grill, this Tuesday night Real Racing USA.
Which I have yet to see that vampire movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That was what was supposed to happen that first night. Yeah, yeah, but we started. It was a spinoff of a thing that we're doing with Bill Green. Of course, Bill's still working with us here and there with different projects, but Short Track America sort of evolved into Real Racing USA. We now have a website that,
awesome website.
Got all kinds of stuff going on, you know. Got some writers. Jane Smith and BJ Cavan both have been putting out some really, really good stories.
Really good, top-notch stuff.
And Stevie Letempe, who works, of course, with us on the All Harley Drag deal and drag racing stuff, he's also a writer. You know, he used to write a lot. And he wrote the story there about the Jerry Lewis and the bug that we have on Karnak.com.
How timely to have Jerry Lewis.
I don't even know if I want to go. I don't know the facts of that. I just happened to catch that as I was walking by a television. Jerry, what are you doing, buddy?
$63 million.
But I'll tell you what, it's been wild, no doubt.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We got a really good show lined up. We've got Valerie Thompson. Now, this girl races Harleys, mostly drag racing, but right now she's at the Bonneville Salt Flats trying to set a land speed record. And what's really cool about her is she's one of the GoDaddy girls, too. And we're going to have the Brake Man on from thebrakeman.com. He's one of our sponsors here on this show. Interesting website. Go to thebrakeman.com for all your brake needs. We're going to have Skip on later. We're going to talk about the Martinsville American Wheeling 300 at Martinsville Speedway, the open wheel modified race up there. That's a lot of great stuff happening up there. Also, we're going to have Eddie Carrier Jr. Now, Eddie, if you listened last night, they had Earl Pearson Jr. on Inside Florida Racing. Well, tonight we're going to have the guy who won the race that Earl Pearson Jr. was in, the Hillbilly 100 at Middleburn, West Virginia. That's going to be good. Of course, Stevie Letempe's going to be on. We're going to have the All Harley deal on.
Yeah, Skip Wall is he's now out there. He was at Ace Speedway yesterday, doing some coverage, and over the weekend he was up at Martinsville covering the Whalen thing.
Yeah, I was just talking about that.
He's moving off to his own website. It's southernmotorracing.com.
Cool.
And we're helping him build that little thing up a little bit, and he's moving away from the Hooters Pro Cup into a whole other thing, and it's about time. He needs to expand his wings a little bit.
Yeah, some things get old fast.
But meanwhile, Rick, we have last year when we started this madness on Tuesday night, we had with us a couple of guests, John Sapricone and Bobby Deal. And guess what?
What?
They're back!
Oh, no doubt. You guys there?
Yeah. What?
John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? All right, man.
This is Bobby.
Well, yeah.
A year ago, John, you were sitting in front of me, and I was interviewing you, and we got a special phone call, and it was Bobby Deal. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Times change.
I'm telling you. I mean, within a year's time, John, did you imagine that things would have progressed to the point that they are now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can't say it's over till it's over, or the last checkered flag falls. And that's the way things go, and they fall in line. And I think it's been good for the sport.
Bobby, what about you, brother?
Well, turmoil, I guess, sells newspapers. Shock therapy or whatever. And John and I had been really competing for a lot of the same type of things, like within the truck ventures. And I always wanted to have a racetrack, and John had one, and I can tell you, after getting a racetrack, you tend to have other views and understand other people's viewpoints, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does, Bobby. Now, tell me how your views have changed in a year.
Well, some of the things that I expected a racetrack to step up and do for a touring series, I learned pretty drastically the year that I had to go out and rent racetracks. Because I had to take it to the next level rather than being just a redheaded stepchild or even being the feature class for the night. We needed to go ahead and step up and bring the late models, and that brought in a lot more, things to have happen. But, I had a real comfortable job since 1975 of educating America, and had the fun of having a touring series and working that way. Never understood the nuts and bolts of running a racetrack on a day-to-day end till you own one.
Yeah,
and I can tell you, it's a different animal. It's an 800-pound gorilla that loves bananas and is trying to find the Empire State Building. You're Fay Wray.
Well, you two guys, John Sapricone and Bobby Deal, there's no doubt you guys have sold a lot of newspapers, and I'm sure you'll continue to sell a lot more. John, where are you at with all this, man?
Hey, I'm comfortable with it, and you know, like I said, you know, if Bobby needs a hand with something, and you know, I'll try to help as much as possible, and you know, and I can give him advice, and he can run with it. And, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, yeah, we're here.
I guess my phone's beeping for some stupid reason. But, you know, like I said, I'm there to help anybody I can and really will help people and as best I can. And, you know, I only can lead them to the water. I can't make them drink it. But hopefully they'll understand and then figure it out from there.
Would you have thought a year ago to this very day that Bobby Deal would be calling you up and asking you for advice?
You know, it's like from the greatest promoters to the guys that, you know, just got racetracks. I've gotten a lot of surprises from, you know, hey, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? And I'm pretty honored when people ask me these different things and then they think about it and then they do what they need to do for themselves.
And sometimes it's what the suggestion is and sometimes it's a modification, you know, but, I mean, it's, being a racetrack owner is like belonging to a fraternity as much as just being in one division, you know, and the camaraderie and stuff.
So
working together is the only way to survive. And make no mistake about it, it's a business.
Exactly.
All right.
You have to always remember.
That's the thing that a lot of people forget in you know, what some people like to call this industry or whatever, is that you guys are trying to run a business. You guys are trying to support your families. And, you know, what some of these people are thinking, it goes beyond me, is how they want to want you guys to give everything away.
Well, they think it's just right. They think it's just a hobby. Yeah, it's a hobby for them, but it's a business for us. And for us to stay open and be successful, you know, we have to do certain things. And I know a lot of people don't like it sometimes, but you know what? You just got to roll with the flow and roll with the punches and just go with it and do the best you can. And that's the way you got to do things. You can't listen to 150 different ideas because it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I'm sure you concur, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know,
I mean,
all the way back to the very beginning when Rick Day, you know, started telling me about touring series and working with Don Arone and, you know, at this point in time, I mean, I can remember when I never wanted a racetrack. I had a phenomenal touring series that we're going to take worldwide, you know. But reality can come up and slap you in the face. But now having a racetrack, I'm really enjoying it. And one of the main things we want to make sure is we can be able to keep it for all those people that like to race out there. Because without the racetrack, there is nothing touring.
Correct.
No doubt.
And you got to remember, it's funny because Bobby called me last week and he said, hey, listen, we got to do something. I got a great idea. So what's the idea? And he says, well, you know, I want to get some of your bombers. You want some of my bombers. Why don't we do something together and try to make it work? And I says, well, tell me what you want to do, and if I can do it, I'll do it. And that's exactly what we're going to do next week.
What's that?
Exactly. Yeah, we took it. I said, you know, to John, listen, we sit down on Tuesday mornings to kind of go over our scheduling and our media days Tuesday of all of our advertising and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to do our schedule. If we can work it out, I'll call you and see when we'd like to run the bombers this week. And if you could put them at the end of your show, if we do the beginning, that way our guys can go from here right up to DeSoto.
Wow.
The fans win, the racers win, and you know what? The promoters win too.
Now that's working together.
Pretty cool, man.
We're going to try it and see what happens. You know, if we get one or two cars, or if he gets one or two cars, whatever happens, at least, you know, we can say, hey, we tried that. You guys wanted us to try something like that? We tried it, and we're going to make it and see if it'll work.
You know, it's like the same thing with working with the late models and the super late. Hey, my fans down here absolutely love super late and love late models. At DeSoto, same thing. At Auburndale, same thing. Citrus, But I need to worry about what's happening at DeSoto's, because I don't want to have a issue, because we never want to fight each other. It's like the school buses. I told John, I just don't feel comfortable. I can't figure out how to run them, so take them all, you know. And that'll be the school bus deal, you know what I mean? And, you know, but the late models, if we stay off our each of our dates, there's plenty of them around.
There you go.
And if everybody in the other tracks all work together in their little entities, we could have super big races at everybody's track every once in a while.
And but you know, it's going to happen once in a while that, you know, like all like this weekend here, it happened right here. They were at Lakeland, and I ran limited tier. I had 13 or 14 cars. They had 26. But that's Lakeland, and there's nothing I could do about it. And, you know, if that's what they got to do, that's what they got to do. There's no hard feelings. I mean,
yeah,
you know, whatever you got to do, whatever you got to do. It's like Bobby called me last week and said, hey, you know, I got rained down. I was going to run my late models. What do you think? I said, if that's what you need to do, then do it. If you know. And then he called me back a half an hour later, and he says, you know, I really don't want to do that. And I said, well, that's up to you. If you don't want to do it, then fine. I mean, I really don't care, but, I mean, you know, if that's what you have to do to make it up, then do it.
Well, and saying you really don't care in not a negative way, that I don't care what you're doing, no. But, you know, the way John said was, you got to do what you got to do. And I don't care. I understand if that's what you got to do. And I said, nah, you know what? I don't need to take a few away from you. I don't need to take a few from Lakeland. We don't need the racers to have to choose three places to go. So I'll step back.
I don't even know how that happened. How I missed that on a schedule. I honestly missed it. That I don't know how that happened. Unless they rescheduled it, or I don't know.
I don't remember seeing.
Well,
it
it's good. It's good. This is certainly a different conversation we had a year ago, and it's I'm sure all the fans and drivers around the state are happy about it, and it's way cool.
Oh, hey, see, it all starts with theme music.
There you
go. It all starts with theme music.
All right, guys.
We got to go out to the Bonneville Salt Flats and talk to Valerie Thompson. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes. John, you can get back to the pool, and Bobby, get to bed.
Okay, guys. Whatever you do, go to a race near you.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.